So while we're collecting, I'll start talking a little bit. And we'll start talking about that was close. Think of a time when that was close. So a time of when that was close would be you're at an intersection and either you're coming up in a yellow and you're driving, or you stopped at a red and you're waiting to look, and then you decide, I'll just wait a second longer, and zoom, that car goes through and you could have got hit by it. That was close. Or you decide, maybe I'll slam on my brakes, and then another car came through and missed the red. So that was close. Have you ever had a that was close kind of thing? Think about that. Thank you. What's an example? Anybody got an example that was close? I see people get hit, yes, but what a close. Or like another one I have is like you've ever been on a ladder, a near miss on a ladder. You ever had that one? Where you were on a ladder and you're just doing your thing and suddenly it starts slipping and you don't know what's going to happen, but you grab onto a thing and you don't fall. You ever had that? That was close. Well, the people in Jesus' time who were listening to Jesus as he was preaching about a lot of different things, this is what came up. They brought up not only that was close, but they brought up the why questions. Now, when I was 16, remember that meteor that just came recently in Russia? My friend and I were at Beach One on Kamano Island, where I grew up, and in high school, and we were just sitting there because you're on an island and there's a beach, and that's just what you do. And it was summertime. And we're sitting there, and it's like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and across the sky, just like you saw in the video of some of the, there was this blazing thing that went by. I mean, it was a meteor, and it probably hit somewhere in Bellingham, which that's where it should hit because they were our rivals and they were always good at sports. So I didn't wish any luck, bad luck at the time. I wasn't that smart to think that. But and it was a miracle. It was really cool. You know, boom, there goes that meteor. But in Russia, that meteor, hit some stuff and injured people. Didn't kill anybody, fortunately. At least that's not what I heard anyway. But the people in Jesus' time were talking about something like that. You know, Pilate, did you hear what happened to him? And then Jesus later offers up another example. Well, what about these people? It's the why questions, those deep questions. And that's what my friend and I, as we watched that meteor go by, kind of made us all mystical, and we started thinking, why? Why does bad things happen to good people? You know, we're 16, but why does bad things happen to good people? You know, is it my fault that what's happening that's bad in my life was something that I did or didn't do? Is God judging me by something that bad that's happened? You know, and then I just drive here in my car this morning, and I came out, and it's like there's water on the thing, so I do the windshield. Well, it's ice, so I gotta go out and scrape the ice, and it's like, jeez. And then as I'm driving, I look, it's 30 degrees, and suddenly as I come out of Aberdeen, there on the other side is a car in the ditch, and there's the police officer and the tow truck, and they're trying to get the car out. And why did that guy go in the ditch and I didn't? You know, was it something he did? Was it something I didn't do? Those why questions. And so that's what the audience is asking Jesus. Why, Jesus? And Jesus says, do you think it's any different that it was you or not you? Galileans or Galileans? Repent. Repent before you perish as well. Or you remember that other one where those people died? And you pick how people, pick a story for you that really affected you. 9/11, for example. I still remember sitting in Lake Tahoe in our basement at 5 o'clock in the morning and watching, I just happened to be up and watching that on TV. Why? And that's what Jesus lifts up. Were they any better or worse? And then Jesus says, but repent. Repent or you'll perish like them. So what did he mean by repent? Here's what I think he meant. And this is what I wrote down in the summary. And this comes from my Baptist friend my Baptist turned Lutheran friend. I'm having coffee with him, and he says, you know, I get to know him, and I say, you know, you're more Lutheran than me. You should be Lutheran. And he said, you're right. And so he became Lutheran, which was cool. I like to evangelize the shepherds and not the sheep. That's how I'm going to get into heaven. But that's my own thing. But he says, very Lutheran-wise, that repentance, the word means to turn, but he says it means to return. Return. To go back. And where do we go back to? And he says, what Luther says, is returning to paradise. That's where we're to go back to, is paradise. And what's paradise? Paradise is the Garden of Eden. And what was it like there? It was very, very good there. People were good with each other. Well, it was just Adam and Eve, so, you know. Couldn't make too many mistakes with two people. They did, if you read the rest of the story. But they were with the animals, and they had all to eat. I don't know if they had figs then, probably. And there was enough. And there was an abundance of enough. And that's what paradise is. An abundance of enough. And God is there, and we're there, and it's all good. But then stuff happens. And we're human. And mistakes happen. And we do stuff that we should, and don't do stuff that we should. And we do stuff that we shouldn't, and we're human. And so that's why Jesus gives, and I, in the first service, we had these communion things here, and this was my fig tree. So I'm just going to use it again as my fig tree. Then Jesus tells this story about a return to paradise. And he tells the story of the fig tree and the owner of the fig tree who comes and says, hey, we've been doing this fig tree for 3 years and there's no fruit. What's the deal? And the person there who's kind of been keeping track of the fig tree, the Chapmans of the world, keeping track of the fig tree, Gail was there saying, no, wait a second. Just let me put some stuff on it. Let me just tend it. I'm going to, you know, aerate the, I don't know, I'm not a gardener, but, you know, do whatever you do with the soil. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do this. I'll put some poop on it, some manure on it. We're going to really get it going. And then come back. And in a year, we'll see. In a year, if it produces fruit, excellent. And if not, then cut it down. That's what I think Jesus is saying. The road to paradise. Now, you know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know that one, right? So I changed it a little bit. The road to paradise is paved with God's attention. The road to paradise, the return, is paved with God's attention. When we pay attention to God's attention, we return to paradise. So we're the fig tree, and God is tending us, is attentive to us, because God wants us back to paradise. And God understands who we are. And we know that because we're here to celebrate who Jesus was. Because God knows who we are through Jesus. And we know who God is through Jesus. The Jesus who ate the figs like we eat figs. The Jesus who was talking about why. What about the 18 who died? He knows about suffering and death. He was so sad when his friend died. He understands. The road to paradise is paved with God's attention. In the first reading, we had that passage where it says, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not our ways. God is here, we're here. God's ways are not our ways. And I think if you think about that, you probably get that. But I would add, but God's way is our way as well. And sometimes we may not like God's way, because we may not understand it, because we may have the why question. Why? Why did that person crash and I didn't? Why is it raining in Aberdeen and sunny here? But God's ways are our ways, because God is always, always, always attentive to us. Always. Even, and more, most profoundly, I would say, in the face of death. When we face death, God is most attentive. And we know that because at the end of Luke's gospel, there's a scene. And Jesus has been tried. Seems like he's innocent, but we're going to crucify him anyway. So he's up on the cross. And there's a thief over there. And there's a bad dude over there. Consequences for what they did. One at the other. And this is what this one thief says to Jesus.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
And in the face of death, Jesus says, this is his response, you will be with me in paradise. It's a return. God loves us so much and is so attentive. We just need to pay attention.